Out of more than a dozen large ERP systems the Defense Department has been working on over the last several years, the Air Force's Expeditionary Combat Support System has emerged as a favorite whipping post for lawmakers railing against wasteful spending in DOD. At a conference earlier this week, Arizona Senator John McCain decried ECSS, which was supposed to help reinvent the Air Force's processes for managing logistics and its parts supply chain. The Air Force canceled the program last year after spending 7 years and about $1 billion and getting only about $100 million worth of usable capability.
The Air Force even managed to pay the contractor over $100 million between when the Air Force told it to stop work and when the program was officially terminated. And to my knowledge, no one so far has been held responsible. What happened with the ECSS is a travesty. And in terms of how little benefit we realize compared to how much was spent, one of the most egregious examples of mismanagement in recent memory.
Asked about ECSS at a hearing of the House Armed Services Subcommittee on Intelligence, Emerging Threats and Capabilities, Beth McGrath, DOD's Deputy Chief Management Officer, did not attempt to defend the program. But she did say the Pentagon has learned from it.
In the areas of size and scale, this clearly was one of those programs was way too big. Do we need to chunk these IT systems, if you will, into smaller capability sets? And so we're delivering and then adding as opposed to trying to deliver the whole thing at once.
McGrath says DOD also needs to take more care in preparing its workforce to transition from legacy IT systems and the business processes they operate into the new generation of ERPs. She says it also needs to pay closer attention to the issue of data quality.
For any of these IT programs, you're really trying to take really old data from old legacy systems, bring them into the new, modern, much more tightly controlled environment. We've learned a ton with regard to data. The infrastructure also can't be understated. The network, how it runs, it's optimized. We find in every program, I'll just call it too much infrastructure, so it adds to latency and all those kinds of issues. We've captured all of these, if you will, lessons learned, along with some standardization of leading indicators across programs. We weren't managing and are monitoring them in a similar way. We have made those changes so that the program office, us and us together, can look at really the health of each one of these programs as they move throughout of the life cycle.
While ECSS is an extreme example of a failed ERP system, it is not alone in failing to meet the military's original cost and schedule projections. Last year, the DOD Inspector General examined six systems that it determined would be critical to meeting the Pentagon's legal deadlines for passing a financial audit. It found all six of them were years behind schedule, and each of them had exceeded their original life cycle cost estimates for a collective total of $8 billion in cost overruns so far. But McGrath says it's not as though those systems aren't producing real capability for the department.
I mean, we do share both the desire to get it better and the frustration when it doesn't. And I'm constantly looking for ways to, how do you apply the lessons learned from program A to program B or whatever the next one is. But I would also say that I don't want to lose sight of some of the capability that has been delivered. And the only data point that I'll give you is that in 2009, we have about 14 of these major business programs. We were highly in a developmental stage. The number of users in these main ERP programs was about 27,000. Today, those same programs, we have 195,000 users. So we have delivered capability. We tend to talk about those that are sort of really big, expensive, and not go so well. But there has been progress made in terms of delivering supply chain capability, financial capability, and also contracting. And I just don't want to lose that.
McGrath says her office has begun to review the department's large business systems to nail down the root causes of problems at every stage of the program's acquisition life cycles and look for leading indicators that might show that a program is headed for trouble. She says DOD will also require the sponsors of large business systems to draft a comprehensive business case to justify all of the IT functionality they're asking for at the very outset of a given program. Lawmakers are also concerned about the future of an IT program outside the sphere of ERPs, the effort to integrate the electronic health records of DOD and the Department of Veterans Affairs. The two departments decided to change course late last year. Rather than building one system from the ground up, they'll each begin from a separate starting point and try to incrementally add joint data sharing capabilities. McGrath says the department's leadership arrived at that decision after realizing the original concept might prove unaffordable.
The interagency program office was had completed an engineering-based or bottoms-up, if you will, life cycle cost estimate, which really put the approach, the affordability of the approach, in question. And so the question the Secretary Panetta and Shinseki said to the teams was, is there a more economical way to sort of still deliver an integrated electronic health record to our military members and veterans, but that's done in a less risky way? So you reduce the risk, decrease the cost, and maintain the schedule that we're on.
As to the starting point each department will use, VA will begin with its existing health record system, VISTA. DOD wants to jettison its current system, ALTA, and will make a decision soon about what to use to replace it.
The DOD does not have, right now anyway, a desire to use its legacy system, and want to ensure that we have explored all opportunities. So when we're looking at what would our core capability, would it be the VA's VISTA core, VISTA as our core? Would we look at, would we have something commercial? The health space has made tremendous leaps in terms of modernization over years. We want to ensure that we're assessing the capabilities that commercial market brings. We issued a request for information in February. We got all the answer, all the responses in. We're evaluating them through our cost assessment program evaluation team has the lead for that. And they'll make a determination whether or not we'll go with a COTS-based solution or a government-based solution by the end of March.
McGrath says DOD and VA are still committed to using a common system architecture and data standards, and she insists none of the work the two departments have done so far will go to waste.
All the infrastructure, the very foundational things that we have been working on since the agreement in 2011, all will be carried forward. And so we are not, I'll just say, scrapping anything from that perspective. We continue to use those foundational pieces because they are key.
In Washington, Jared Serbu, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.